This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, hour number two. And usually we have Josh Bernstein here on hour two on Tuesday to Friday. Josh, are you there? John, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, we'll keep on trying to get Josh. Probably something big is going on. If he's delayed, usually it means something big's happening, like the audits are happening or whatever, because we've been... Okay, good, good. Okay, Josh, what's the latest thing? Because I'm sure whenever you're scrambling like this, I can tell something big is cooking. Tell me what's up.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would say, you know, at this point, we're in a waiting game, basically. You know, I just covered a bunch of different things. You know, this wokeocracy of corporate America is sickening. You know, it's pretty sad when diversity experts are firing white people based on the color of their skin, but that's what's happening in corporate America. So
right.
These corporate clowns are, you know, they get trained by these Marxist professors to hate themselves if they're white and to hate the Constitution and everything else. So I just reported on it, and, you know, it was on LinkedIn, and it was the number five job. And it pays well, by the way, to hate whitey. $100,000 a year, some of these diversity experts get just to, you know, fire white people. So it sucks. And hey, I'm glad that I don't have to punch a clock anymore these days, and, you know, I do what I do for a living. But for the folks that are out there that are white, I feel terrible for them because, you know, they're
right.
going to get a job, they're going to move up in a position, and then because they're white, or, I don't know, maybe a Trump supporter or conservative, these diversity experts in HR departments are going to be firing them. It's really sick.
I don't think it's going to last very long. I'll tell you what, I think state laws and other things are going to start changing things quickly.
Right.
And number two, most people are starting to catch on to the fact that the people that say they're not racist, like the demon rats, they're the most racist. People like Trump, for example. Give an example, Trump. He's not racist or even against people that are of different sexual orientation.
Right.
And the idea that, in fact, there's a larger growing group of people that are gay or even trans within the Republican Party because they realize they're not going to be treated like crap. They're just different human beings. And what I see going on right now is the obscenity of the left tries to pretend that they're superior, and they're not. They're inferior. And they actually are. The reason why they're doing these things like giving money in this big bailout, $1.9 trillion, to black farmers is they want to disrupt things, because a lot of times I was watching a little blurb on Newsmax last night where the white farmers are saying, hey, the black farmers or Hispanic farmers are my friends. And they're trying to create division. You see, the whole idea is they don't want us to be like one big family no matter what our skin color or race. They want us to be divided. So they're trying to create divisions. They're trying to make us sick. They're trying to kill our seniors with the vaccines and these vaccine viruses they created. They're trying to crash our economy so that eventually we're all basically in a socialist empire given a guaranteed income, and they don't allow us to speak about anything because they control all the social media. So eventually we're basically in a cyber cage, and they eventually want to even sterilize us so we can't reproduce, so we have to submit our gametes to a laboratory or have a punch biopsy reform to make open sperm. People don't realize where they're headed with these maniacs at the top. They really are out of their freaking mind, aren't they?
Well, they are. There's no question about it. It's all about the divide and conquer theory. And that's
exactly
what they want to do. They want to divide us into groups, into racial groups, into socioeconomic groups, and all these different things. And then, of course, from there, they want to divide us. They want to keep us separate. They want to keep us from communicating, which is why they are cracking down on social media. And it's really just a big, giant, you know, conglomerate of globalist think tanks that are doing this. And the sad part is that these big tech tyrants and these companies are more powerful than 75% of the countries in the world. That's what's scary.
You know, the people running it, though, are the snake people, the same people. For example, I found out when I did a little research that Joe Biden is a Jesuit, and so is Donovan, the guy that actually inaugurated him, supposedly at the pseudo-White House. So the Jesuits are involved. We have a Jesuit Pope. The Jesuits control the international banking system with the Queen of England, with the Internet World Economic Forum and the Assen Corporation that goes back to Nazi Germany. People don't realize it's the same players over and over and over again, right to ancient Middle Eastern countries where, the same snake people were running things, weren't they?
Yep. You got it.
Right? So it's not different. I mean, people think, oh, it's different. No, it's not. It's the same actors over and over again, just with different hats on. Now, I honestly think that, here's what I'm going to predict something. I want to see your response. Number one, I predict the next 2 to 3 months you're going to start seeing the audits actually cause a constitutional crisis. Biden and his maniacs are going to try to see if they can say that the Republicans, congressmen, senators, and supporters need to be arrested. Now, they better not try to come arrest me, because if they do, they're going to die, because I will kill them, okay? And if they say, oh, you can't say that, yes, I can. If you try to do something that's unconstitutional to me, you're going to die doing it, whether it's vaccinating me or coming out to arrest me for saying the truth about issues. Now, people need to start getting some balls. That, by the way, I find more women than men actually have intellectual balls by telling the truth. You know, like Dr. Gary Made about the virus vaccines, and about Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Dolores Cahill over in Ireland. People need to realize that we need to stop these snake people getting away with this, because if even a minority of us decides to not put up with this crap, they'd slink away and get away into their hole, wouldn't they?
Well, look, the bottom line is that, remember this, the patriots in America and the conservative right, they allow only certain things to happen. In other words, if we decide at one point, that's it, we've drawn the line in the sand, and we get, I don't know, 3 to 6 million of us that decide to, take matters into our own hands, then all of this stops. And I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon or not.
I'm going to predict before the 4th of July it's all going to happen. And their response will be to try to declare martial law, which won't happen. For example, right now, do you realize that Biden does not have the transfer codes for the nuclear weapons? You know why? They're still in the hands of Donald Trump. Did you know that?
I think right now you have a situation where the military really stepped in it. When they attacked an actual TV talk show host, citizen, normal American citizen.
Well, you know, Tucker, right?
For criticizing them, those woke bastards just made a huge mistake, because everybody is on the side of Tucker Carlson here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
There are now military generals and ex-military leaders that have come out and said that they're tired of these woke pussies in the military, too. Look,
right.
whether you want to be a woman or a man or whatever, none of that stuff needs to be taking place in the military. And I'm sorry, if a pregnant woman in a maternity suit is flying a critical mission in a war-type scenario and her water breaks, then guess what? She's going to hesitate and get shot down. Or somebody else is going to shoot down that plane. So
right.
If you're pregnant and you're a woman, stay the hell out of battle, as far as
right.
I'm concerned. If you're
exactly.
not, then that's a different story. If you're willing to fight for your country and die for your country, regardless of what your apparatus is, go for it. But we cannot have pregnant women flying critical missions and then having their water break midair.
Well, you know what's amazing to me is they want to treat us like we're morons, and they say stupid things. It's like this, some of these TV shows now, like the Masked Singer thing. They insult our intelligence to the point we're not even treated like children, and we have to just kind of be, oh, yeah, that's great. No, it's not great. It's insulting. And we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to allow them to destroy the family, destroy our Constitution, destroy our Second Amendment or First Amendment rights. And we're not going to say that people are bad because they have a different skin color. I got friends that are every skin color of Asia, and they're my friends. And this idea that they want to divide us is BS. The idea that now they gave money to black farmers but not white, it's just horrendous they did this kind of thing. And the demon rats, basically, to me, I think already we have enough information that, that Biden already should be impeached. He has already, as far as I'm concerned, he has reached the level, and that means both him and his cohort, who's not even an American citizen, that whole government needs to be impeached now. Now, my guess is the audits are going to occur in the next 2 months, and when they happen, it's going to be a constitutional crisis, and they'll try to declare martial law. God help them. If they try to come from our guns and try to declare martial law, we're going to march down to the Capitol buildings in every state, and we're going to march down to D.C., and the military will just stand back and watch them march in, not to kill things or break people. We're not going to shoot anybody. We're just going to simply arrest people to bring them off to military tribunals. And people don't get that. That's why when Trump said, hey, we're not going to do this crazy stuff they're doing in right now Portland or you would get up in Washington State, no. We're simply going to operate the rule of law and the proper procedure. For example, all the stuff about talking about Cuomo, about the women, that's a distraction. There's 20 Democrat states that did the same thing to send people back to senior homes and kill them. But they want to distract all these women. Concentrate on the women now. Don't concentrate on the fact that 20 Democrat states did this, right?
Exactly, and they don't want to get to the bottom of any of this. That's why they shut down social media.
Exactly. Exactly.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication, and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I don't know why, if we could put up much more. I mean, look at the latest thing. You hear the declarations by the H.R. 1 bill, the Equality Act. I mean, it goes one thing after another. The stores fall changing girl or boy toys here in California, so they mix them all together. It's just one thing after another. The teachers getting a giant bailout so that they're deciding if they're going to use this money so they can go take a vacation. And our taxes are planning on raising our taxes through the ceiling so they can tax the hell out of us, raise the corporate tax from 21 to 28%. Things are going to, they're literally slashing our economy, aren't they? The freaking Democrats, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, in some respects, I'm kind of hoping that the next bill they try to pass is like a gun confiscation bill. You know, where they can come to your house.
Yeah, your voice sounds a little distant there. See if we can get your audio a little better.
Okay, hang on one second. I'm in the car right now. Hang on.
Well, that's probably why it's not as good, right?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
That's better, yeah. Okay, so,
I kind of hope that they try to pass some type of really draconian, overreaching gun control bill, because that will finally be the catalyst that'll set things in motion, if you know what I mean. And I think at that point, we'll have a cleansing of our government.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get nasty. And if they think they have the force or power to be able to take us on, they're out of their freaking mind, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And many of those National Guard troops and military...
Oh, the military are on our side. I mean, they're our buds. I mean, you know...
They're all on our side.
Right. Yeah, the military, the Air Force, the military guard. Also, when we know what's going on here now, is these guys are grabbing. I mean, you know, Biden is literally a, if you want to call an employee of the CCP, isn't he?
Oh, no question about it. He literally swings off the nutsack of Xi Jinping.
Now, you know that, you know, Xi Jinping himself is an employee of the Jesuits, the World Bankers, and the International Monetary Fund, because they are getting the World WTO access years ago. 80% of the new billionaires are Chinese in the last 30 years. They're all just vassals of the same globalist bankers of the of Europe. The Nazis, the same one that set up the IMF and the World the Grand Reset with Schaup. I actually was watching some audio video about the history of this guy. He was born in 1938. His mother was a Jew, and she fled to America. He never admits the fact that he has a Jewish heritage. He worked with Essen Corporation to work in 1938 with Heavy Water, and the Essen Corporation worked with IBM and other ones with the Nazi death camps and doing all kinds of technology. And their whole idea is to do a grand reset so that we can set up a whole new set of powers for the global royals of Europe and the world. So they're going to resurrect the kings of Europe and the emperors of the world. I mean, this is what we have, is literally a takeover to set up a new autocracy, a technocracy, an autocracy, and crush through the human race, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I've always said in the past that the World Economic Forum are the equivalent of the Gestapo, the Nazi Party.
They're the Fourth Reich.
The Fourth Reich, exactly. I don't think there's any difference. I mean, they both want complete control. They want to give the people absolutely nothing. They want you to eat 3D printed meat and suck down sewer water and eat weeds. These people need to be destroyed.
Right.
You can't compromise with these tyrannical globalist idiots.
What do you think we can do next to try to help you and the other people? You know, like, for example, right now you're selling some merchandise, but you had some trouble with some of the merchandise being disappearing, right? And we also need to contact Karen Fan over in Arizona, right?
Yeah, what happened was the person that I was distributing and using for my hats and T-shirts and all that, Shopify took him down. It was
really?
American Patriots Apparel, because he was selling pro-Trump, pro-Christian, pro-America type of, you know, hats and T-shirts and hoodies and whatnot. And
right.
So I wasn't taken down. He was taken down. But
right.
He's a warrior just like me, and he's fighting back. And we're going to have the score back up hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
Now, the other thing that's happened is I heard that Trump was over at Huckabee's candidacy, I think, over in her home state where her dad used to be the governor. And I think she's running for governor now. Is that true?
Who is this now?
Huckabee. Used to be the spokeswoman for Donald Trump.
Yeah. She's running for governor in Arkansas, and she's going to win.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's bright, too.
She's excellent, and yes, she's going to win. So you're going to have the governor of Arkansas be... can't think of her name right off the bat. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Right. So here's what I think will happen. I think you're going to see more and more states swing Republican and put laws in against voter fraud. I think you said there's something like over 30 states that are actually putting new voter laws in.
You're going to start seeing the 170 pieces of legislation.
Yeah, and what I think is going to happen is you're going to see that plus the audits, and it's going to stymie these crazy Democrats think they can ram through federal legislation, take away state rights like the gun laws, for example, or the voter laws. And my guess is they'll be insane and try to declare martial law at some point. I think toward the 4th of July, before 4th of July, because they realize that Trump is going to come back, and Trump needs to start campaigning. I think he needs to start having rallies, at least one every, I'd say, week or two, and needs to start rallying us, right?
I said that last week. He needs to be doing his rallies again. And I'd be rallying against left-wing legislation if I was him.
Yeah, he also needs to set up his own media company. Like, I would say it would be smart to take over a company like Newsmax and expand it. Now, one of the things I find is you and I can't get on Newsmax. I tried to get on Newsmax to talk to them. I can't get on Fox News to talk about vaccines and truth. You know, to some extent, these even the alternative news media are a controlled opposition, aren't they?
All of them are. Especially right. Fox News.
Right. So in other words, they'll go so far, but they won't go too far. For example, even when Judge Pirro, she's really goes way over the edge. Sometimes even Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson and Hannity. But you can tell they got idiots like Wallace on there that are completely useless, right? And some other ones.
None of them will go far enough. They never will. They're always going to have a rope around their neck that's going to pull them back from telling the full story. Tucker is the closest to the edge, but even he gets pulled back and is, you know, controlled to a certain extent. Sean Hannity is absolutely controlled. You know, and these are people, conservatives that people looked up to, and maybe
right.
still did. I don't, because I am liberated, and I go further than they would even dream of going. And I am not a conservative media echo chamber. I am my own voice. And I am much deeper and much more articulate and much more intellectual than all of the others. And I'm
right. And the point is they never want to go. They never want to ask the tough questions. Exactly. Yeah. That's why we do a show 4 days a week. And by the way, I've got some good announcements for you. I'm going to be doing a lot more live right now. My Periscope button is live. So when we do some more Zoom after April 1st, I'll be doing my third and fourth hour. Will be all video. On Zoom and live, and people can watch it live on our sites. I want people to realize I need to promote what you're doing, and because you're at the top of the list there, people open up all these cans of ugly worms that are going on there.
We got a
can of whoop ass. Yeah, well, we need lots of cans. we'll be back in a minute with John W. Spring and an analyst of what's going on. We'll see you tomorrow. You take care, Josh.
All right, you got it. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. John W., you still there?
Yes, I am.
Your comments, what's going on here? Because
serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner, and I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost. The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News. FEMA officials say their number one priority is ensuring everyone, especially those in marginalized communities, has access to a coronavirus vaccine. Testifying before the House, Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton says we need to meet the moment of the pandemic.
This is an unprecedented challenge that has claimed the lives of over 540,000 of our neighbors, friends, family members across the country and has caused grave damage to the global economy.
Tom Brady has a big announcement.
So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
Yep, that's right. The future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did give out his cell phone number. He did lay out some ground rules, including asking fans not to text him on game day. Brady saying his fans can hit him up at 415-612-1737. And you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition...
Kim Jong-un. He knows that Biden is a pussy, okay? Trump is not a pussy, and I mean, we're basically of the same stock from Scotland, okay, which is the McLeod family, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what I would do. I would what's called flash kill. Number one, I would go in and kill all the drug cartels immediately. I'd just truncate them. I'd seize all their accounts, and I would kill them all from space-based weapons and robotic drones and the best armed forces in the world. I then set it up to give the equipment to make sure people have proper farm equipment and other material we can just donate to them, and they can just start taking care of themselves and growing their own food, even help them with their own irrigation. Leave them in their own country. I'm sure that those people, if they could make a decent meal and have a nice house and take care of their own children and get their children to have an education, including a connection to some kind of online education, they would not want to have to go to the hell of trying to come through the deserts and come to America and have their kids raped and so on.
Yeah.
So we have to, and to be honest with you, the reason why we don't get rid of the drug cartels, and this is a fact now, and I found this out the hard way, is that we have $2 trillion of drug money that goes to the deep state, and the deep state is us. The Department of Justice, the CIA, and the NSA are part of the Fourth Reich. We actually have had the Fourth Reich ever since World War II. The Nazis did not lose the war. They won it. They won it technically. They won it cybernetically, and they won it intelligence-wise. The Nazis did not lose the war. They lost a lot of citizens that were not in the intel because they weren't in the SS or these other deep agencies that are tied to the Thule Society. But you have to understand, the Thule Society did not lose the war. That's why when you look at Essen Corporation, who was working directly with the Nazis and with the Swiss. The Swiss are a bunch of lying, sneaky bastards working directly with the Nazis to transfer technology because they're working already on AI and satellite-based technology and so on, because they want to use this advanced infiltration to corporations, and even the creation of China. The creation of the Chinese corporation, which is the China state, was basically done by the global bankers, including admission to the World Trade Organization. So the largest drug cartels in the world are run by these agencies internationally, right?
Yes.
Now, you got to understand, the reason why they don't get rid of the drug cartels in the United States is they could care less if 80,000 young men and women die, mainly men, of drug overdoses. So the first thing we need to do is we need to start going through the agencies, and it's usually at the people at the top, not the bottom. The bottom level, FBI and CIA and other agencies, are probably, by the way, mostly decent people, often ex-military. It's the people at the top that are corrupt, that are getting foreign bank accounts. And those foreign bank accounts are where they're stuffing in hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, just like, you know, the corrupt family called the Biden family.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why. Now, if we were to go in there and clean out the drug cartels in Central America, if we were going there to truncate these deep states, and by the way, the national states are, in the world, the three biggest national states are the United States, India, and Russia. Now, believe it or not, even though Russia is communist, it's a form of social communism, they're very nationalistic, and they would actually work with us against the globalists because they know what the agenda is with these plagues and so on, is to kill most of the citizenry. Now, I don't think people grasp that they're not only creating the virus, but the vaccines is to actually sterilize the population, destroy the weak and elderly, and eventually to make people basically asexual cyborgs.
Yes.
And if people don't grasp, it doesn't matter what nation you're in or what skin color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. They're doing racial-oriented splitting so that they can make people angry that blacks are getting money from the farms. It's not that. What you want to do is you want to make sure they have equal access. Right now, over the last year, the people who had money, no matter whether they're black or Hispanic or white, they went to private school just like the governor of California. But if you didn't have the money, your kids were stuck at home trying to do it on computer or couldn't. So you lost a year of school. Many of the kids became depressed or even suicidal or even killed themselves. So the real simple solution I see right now is we don't face the music. For example, if I saw someone's limb black because it's gangrenous and they didn't listen to me before to try to get hyperbaric oxygen and do the right treatments and take the right IV therapies, IV antibiotics, it was years ago, or my current nutraceuticals now, I have to amputate the limb. We have to do some amputation. But we don't want to do it because, you know what? We are the beast. And, you know, and even when Trump knew partly about the beast, he let it exist, including his son-in-law and other members of the Rhino Republican Party. And now we've got this mess on our hands where rhinos and the demon rats and the globalists, and we try to pretend it's China way over there. They're the ones causing all the trouble. At the Wuhan laboratory, even right now, we're still funding the Wuhan lab until 2024. We gave them all the components to build that virus. And then even the vaccines we built here with Bill Gates because he wanted to reduce the world population, yet we're so stunned the regular media won't even talk about this. Now, I guarantee you they don't want Dr. Deagle to talk because I can give them evidence of proof. Because I had above top secret clearance. Also, they never go back to 9/11. I'm still waiting for Barbara Honegger to call me to be on the 9/11 commission for the grand jury because I've got proof that they did a demolition of the same material they used in the Oakland Mirror building.
Yeah.
In 1995.
That's right.
And that all this is a game. In other words, I even see the regular media, even the alternative, like Fox News and Newsmax, is controlled opposition. Only shows like this and Josh Burns here were telling the whole friggin' truth. And the same thing with church. The churches across the country, whether they're Christian, Jewish, whatever, they only go part way. They don't want to go all the way. They fill their people full of BS and tell them lies. And then they wonder what the hell's next. Well, they don't have any hope because they don't know what the hell's really going on. I do, and I can give them hope. But they have to understand what's really going on is we have devils running our country, and those even that wear, you know, like a sheepskin, like the Pope, who would go over to Syria. He went over, I think, to Syria and met with some of these Muslim characters. He's a devil. He's a Jesuit. So is the guy that actually, Donovan, that actually inaugurated Biden. They're both Jesuits. They're both snake people. People don't get that, right?
That's so true. Most people have forgotten that practically all of the so-called Protestant churches are controlled by the National Council of Churches, And the World Council of Churches, which it's affiliated with, is very Marxist-oriented. It has been for the past 50 years, if not actually longer.
The World Council is controlled by the Jesuits, and, of course, the Catholics control the banks. And people don't know that the Jesuits control the banking system through the bank, and they have this proxy of this the Queen of the Netherlands involved there with her crazy hairstyle. It looks like the Shell Oil or hair design.
Yeah.
People don't understand what's really going on here is we're being scammed and we just don't get it. And or we don't want to get it. You know, we don't want to get it. We don't believe, oh, well, you're just a negative. I'm a positive person. I'm negative. Facing reality is a first step toward positivity.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have, when you face the fact that you have to tell things the way they are, why do you think I'm still alive and many of the nice doctors are dead? Because they know if they bother me, I'm going to kill them. And I say it daily. Oh, I had this guy last week, remember, on the show, and he told me, oh, you can't say that. And he was, remember the guy, the attorney from Gun Owners of America? Of course he will, every day. You come to force vaccinate me, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to blow you into little tiny bits and bury you in my yard. You can't say that. I said, yeah. That's reality here, buddy. You think you're going to come here and you might have half a dozen guys, yeah, you kill me, you're going to die too, sucker. It's not going to be pleasant. And you know the problem is, you see, if we actually have just a small minority of people actually have balls and actually will stand up to these bastards, whether it's in court, for example, if I go to court, I can stand up to them because I'm half a lawyer. I have a course called How to Produce Stay Living, and people watch it. On average month, 67 to 70 people look at that course, and they never buy it. Once in a while, I get with somebody. If you don't file pro se litigant actions, what do you expect? You got three boxes. You got the voter box, the witness box, and the cartridge box.
Right.
You want to deteriorate to the point where you have to use a cartridge box because they don't have advanced weapons after you? No, you know what? All we got to do is we got to get, for example, Trump doing campaigns and rallies. We've got to get the audits done so we can just prove there's a constitutional crisis. We need to do a Bidenectomy, pull them hard, as they say, ours first out of the White House, along with Kamala Harris and Susan Rice and the other maniacs from the Department of Demon Radical, the Demon Rat.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's over. And it, only at the last resort, and you don't go start threatening you're going to go kill someone. I'm not going to go run out and blow things up. When you come to harm me and hurt my family, you're going to die. How's that? Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. We have Josh Bernstein here. I'd like to, in this last segment, kind of get you to talk about more what you think we should do, because I think we don't describe the problem and the solution. It's almost like if someone misdiagnosed someone's cancer or condition and gave the wrong treatment, we wonder why the news media is machinating, when really, right now, for example, people don't understand why is Trump not showing up. Well, he's not just trying to win the election, he's trying to clear the swamp. And what we're dealing with is not just the swamp dealing with a local swamp here in America, it's a swamp worldwide. It's a swamp that controls our finances to move to a new system that's not under the World Economic Forum, which is not American. People don't realize the Fed Reserve is neither not an American institution. They call it the Fed Reserve, but it's neither Fed nor Reserve, is it?
No. And owned by a few families.
Right. So the problem is we have to understand we have been vassalized and turned into, it's no different than in the Middle Ages where people became vassals of the king or the emperors. And now the latest move by the World Economic Forum, going right back to Esther Corporation and the Nazis, is to literally turn the human race into a bunch of sterile vassals to a corporate super state run by a bunch of elite. A new form of kings and queens and the 3,000 people of these so-called elite families of the world. And they want life extension technology. They want off-world space projects and so on. They want to control everything. Even when we start to move out toward, let's say, the belt. I'm watching a show called The Expanse. And it talks about a few hundred years from now where there's, you know, population on Mars and they have a separate population there, of course, at odds with Earth. And then there's, of course, the group called the Belters. They work on the belt of asteroids, where there's a lot of very rich mines out there mining the asteroids, or they're on distant worlds or moons around, say, Jupiter, like Titan.
Yeah. There's five actual planets or planetoids, including not only Earth and Mars, but three other planets that actually could be terraformed within our even solar system. People don't know that, do they?
That's true. They don't. Now, Titan's just about the size of planet Earth.
Exactly. Titan is a frozen planet, but depending on how we set it up, you could actually probably make it more. And also, you could take things like Venus and terraform Venus so it's no longer this melting lead kind of mess, because it's about the same size as Earth as well.
Yes, it's our twin planet.
So Venus could be turned into a kind of a terraformed planet as well that could support, living.
Yes,
now,
yes.
What people don't understand is the globalists are evil as exoplanetary and transdimensional, and they underestimate the level. Of course, if you tell the truth about these things, you're thought of as being a nut. So, for example, when I say that it's the snake people, the same way as tomorrow we're going to talk about this, with the St. Paddy's Day, he knew the snake people were the same people as the Vatican, running the Jesuits, running everything. They were killing ancient children in Syria and in the Middle East, and they literally killed them in the days of Moloch and Baal, on the arms of the owl, so that a child could come from the netherworld that's a snake child. You know this, right?
Yes.
Now, the average person doesn't understand that. They see some of the ancient ceremonies passed down a little remnants of it in Halloween and All Hallows Eve and so on. And many of them have even been embedded into religion. For example, a ceremony we call Christmas. Although I like Christmas in the sense that it reminds me about Jesus, it actually is trying to remind us about the resurrection of Osiris, the god of the underworld. You know that, right?
That's true.
So when you go to the 17th level of the York Rite, which is the York Rite of Scottish Rite Masonry, their name for God is Yah, the creator god, the Baal, and Baal, the owner of property and fertility, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, that resurrects when the sun comes back and Christmas after 3 days of dancing in the sky. It's the same god as the ancient Norwegians had when they were worshiping their gods, in ancient Norway. That's why we even look at the calendar. The calendar is a Norwegian calendar, isn't it?
Yes.
Moon day, Tuesday,
right.
Woden's day, Thor's day is Thursday, Frigga day, from Frigga, their female goddess.
Yes.
People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, just like they did not know the original, the significance of the original 10 months of the year until Julius and Caesar Augustus wanted to have a month named after each of them, basically.
Yeah,
like
so July, then they split the months together. Yeah.
Yeah. So
So
we went from, I guess, what was the decimal system to the duodecimal system. I think that's what it was referred to.
Yeah.
And if you can understand that there were originally just 10 months, October was originally the 8th month, November the 9th month, and December the 10th month. You know,
right.
And September, of course, is the 7th month. So people, you know, mathematically do not understand the significance of a lot of these words.
Well, the problem I see is that, you know, our educational system is also designed, and same with the religious system. Give you an example. I'm going to go over a couple of very simple truths that basically are being mistaught by the so-called all the churches. Number one, it doesn't tell us, the churches never tell people what they really are. And there's a bunch of fools that think how they're reincarnated when actually eternity, there is no past or future. Eternity coexists with the present, but there is no past or future in eternity, okay? The hyperspace. And the soul, it exists in the realm of consciousness, means that our consciousness exists in a space which is connected to all other consciousness and intelligences in the universe. Okay, we have a soul, but we're also both an I and a we. In other words, we have to understand that what we're living in is basically a hologram projected by higher dimensional things of the realm of consciousness and the realm of eternity. Eternity actually projects reality, which is a hologram from eternity, right?
Yes.
You have to understand that what we're dealing with is that human beings don't understand that we're basically being taught how to understand the nature of what we are and the nature of what it is to be a child connected to the actual Father or Godhead, if you want to call it, of eternity and all knowledge, what's called the Heliarchion. And what's going on is our Christian churches don't teach the fact that the only way to do good is to do God's will, who is only good. And you can't do wipe away sin by saying, sin is only disobeying God.
Yep.
Sin is not doing something that you think is not nice. Sin is disobeying God, period. There's no other way around. You might say this is a sin, that's a sin. No, that may not look right to you from your perspective, but if it's not in God's will, it's, you know, has to be basically good is doing God's will and evil is anything other than that. And what I also see this idea of once saved, always saved. If you're saved and you're baptized or whatever, you can't go to hell even if you do bad things. No, that's another lie. And hell is simply a matter of separation. It's like unplugging. So if you're a toaster and you're unplugged forever. That means you're in a state of unpluggedness for eternity. You're unplugged. Your being is unplugged from the eternal source. It's actually relatively simple. It's not really complicated. And the problem is people don't get it. That in order for us to solve the problem of our civilization, whether stabilizing our ecology or stabilizing our economy, we're letting devils manage it. And they have for 2,000 years. That's why we're at the end of that game. That game is going to soon be over because they're finally going or reaching for the final, if you want to call it, grand reset, where they can actually, number one, stop us from having families, stop us from having male and female sex, which is the sacred, stop us from having independent thought or a connection to the Creator God, stop us from owning property, make us a caged animal in a cyber cage, and become the elite controllers of the human race, basically as animals in their cyber cage, as a pet of the global satanic elite. Not going to happen, monsters. Not going to happen. We're coming back up to hour three, and I want people to call in. I really beg people to call in and ask good questions, but I've got some good video clips I'm going to play here in this next hour. And John will be staying over here the next hour. We're going to open them up and say some things because we've got this disaster of the vaccines now, and 10 nations have literally shut them down, and their big media are trying to say, no, Australian Navy didn't get rid of the vaccines, or these 10 nations haven't got rid of AstraZeneca. Yeah, they have.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.